Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, Klal HaManal, of Simon Beis. So this halacha is based on Gemara. The Gemara says, based on a pasuk, when they open up the Sefer Torah to read, so everybody was Omed. The Gemara says, they were b'shtika. They were listening. Then the Gemara brings, so therefore a person has to be quiet to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. Then the next step, the Gemara says that to leave is a problem of Oizvei Hashem Yichlu. Those who leave Hashem, the words of Hashem, the Torah of Hashem, should be destroyed. So also Lot says, B'sha Shekar and B'Torah. A person not allowed to walk out of the Beis HaMedrash, or the Beis HaKnesses, during laning. Elabin Gavra LeGavra, but between Aliyahs, he's allowed to step out. Imsar Harbe, if there's a significant need. Right. So the Magen Rambam says even this is only mutter, but the tzarach gadol, there's a real need to walk out. And then the next thing he says, and even that cannot be done on a regular basis. It's only mutter if it's done occasionally. That's the first step. So that's talking about leaving. And the Magen Rambam says, and this really starts not only when they start reading, but as soon as they open up the Sefer Torah. So you put the Sefer Torah on the bima and you open it up to show the person where the Ali is. Once the Sefer Torah has been opened, the person will not be allowed to leave until in between Ali is where the Sefer Torah is closed up. One other scenario where theoretically would be mutter, where a case where the Sefer Torah was found possible, and they close it up and they go get another one, even in the middle of an aliyah, they go get to take a different Sefer Torah out. So during that time lapse, the person would be allowed to leave if it's Sarah Harbe. Avla Daber, also Philip and Gavra the Gavra. So now the Shulchan Aruch brings multiple shitas in regards to what you're allowed to do between aliyahs, whether you're allowed to learn at that point in time. But it's clear that you're not allowed to speak. Even in Gavra LeGavra, you should be quiet because we're afraid if you're going to talk then, you'll end up talking during the Kriyas HaTorah as well, and that's also to do. I feel the horrors of the Farashay is a dover, also. Not only is it also to speak, but you can't even pass in a Shiloh or explain something in the learning. It's also for a person to speak. The psak is something which is necessary at that moment, so then you're allowed to paskin. If a person, you see a person doing an aveira, you'd be allowed to say something, but it has to be done as minimally as possible. Afilu b'shas kriyas haftara osur, and this isur applies not only to the kriyas haftara, but while the mafter is reading the haftara as well. Tiksiv u'bepischoi omdu kol ha'om. And when they open the Sefer Torah, it's talking about when they came back by Sheni, they gathered, the Klai Yisrael gathered together, they opened up the Sefer Torah. Omdu kol ha'om, everybody was omed. Ratzalar b'shashosku, the Mora says that means they were omed b'shtika. It's not describing the fact that they're standing or being seated, but rather the Mora is describing that they stopped. Like you say, a person, he stood still. He was moving before and now he stopped. So the idea of talking and then stopping is called amida. The person has stopped that process. So any debrief they had before stopped when the Sefer Torah was opened. And that's why you see, based on the pasuk, u'bepischoi, that just opening the Sefer Torah requires the tzibur to create to be quiet and create a silence. This is a halacha which, for whatever reason, has been found difficult for people to keep. And it's something really is a straight halacha. It's not a chumrah. And people should be careful about that. The only exception, possibly, which is relevant, is the question of what type of learning is permitted. So learning, being ma'avir sedra, is permitted since it's the same type of limud. We assume the person will not continue into the Kriyas HaTorah. And to learn something by himself, some opinions say that's mutter, but to talk with somebody else about learning, that is not permitted. Somebody asked me about that. We see people doing otherwise, so it's difficult to understand why people are making this. Some people have a yitzhara to learn Torah, which is not the worst thing in the world, but in this issue, it actually plays out as being significantly a problem. Have a good day.